Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're looking at a fascinating study that sheds light on wound healing, particularly focusing on the challenges associated with linear skin wounds. This study introduces a new adhesive bioconjugate called HADEX, designed to enhance healing in these commonly overlooked types of wounds. Let's start with a little background. When we think about wound healing, most of the research has predominantly targeted circular defects. Yet, linear wounds, like those from surgical incisions or injuries, present unique mechanical challenges. The tips of these linear wounds are particularly susceptible to stress concentration, which can hinder effective healing and even cause complications like delayed recovery or scarring. In this context, the research introduces HADEX, a novel adhesive bioconjugate platform made from two types of micrometer-sized polysaccharides. This innovative material seeks to improve the healing process by regulating the mechanical environment around the wound. Essentially, HADEX is designed to adhere firmly to moist tissue and redistribute stress from the wound edges, allowing for improved healing. So how does HADEX work? The researchers implemented a combination of finite element modeling. Think of it as a computer simulation that helps predict how materials will respond to stress, and a specially designed dynamic adhesive. By integrating these elements, they created HADEX to form a robust bond with skin tissue while promoting the natural mechanics of wound healing. One of the standout features of HADEX is its ability to degrade at the same pace as the surrounding tissue heals. This synchronization is crucial because it prevents excessive stress on the healing tissue, reducing the risk of complications. In their experiments, the team demonstrated successful closure and healing of linear wounds in both normal and diabetic rat models and even in porcine skin models, which more closely mimic human skin. In these in vivo comparisons, the researchers used suture techniques and traditional tissue adhesives like cyanoacrylate as a benchmark to verify HADEX's effectiveness. They found that wounds treated with HADEX healed faster and showed improved tissue integration compared to those treated with conventional methods. Now, while this study is robust, it's important to highlight some critiques and considerations. One strength of the work is its methodological transparency. The authors have documented their procedures meticulously, which enhances reproducibility. They used multiple models to validate their findings, which strengthens the claims about HADEX's effectiveness. However, a significant area for improvement lies in data availability. While the authors did use fluorescent materials that could potentially facilitate further studies, they didn't provide explicit links to publicly available data repositories. Consequently, this raises questions about how easily others in the field can validate and build upon their findings. Furthermore, while the writing is generally clear, some sections could benefit from simplification to enhance accessibility for a broader audience. The study invokes complex concepts that may require further clarification for those who aren't deeply entrenched in biomedical research. Despite these weaknesses, the novelty of the HADEX approach cannot be understated. It specifically addresses a significant gap in wound healing literature by focusing on linear wounds and the mechanical stresses they encounter during recovery. Additionally, the introduction of a polysaccharide-based adhesive provides fresh insights into the field of biomaterials. To summarize, HADEX is a new bioconjugate that shows promise for enhancing the healing of linear wounds. Its ability to conform to tissue, redistribute stress, and synchronize its degradation with tissue healing presents a potential breakthrough in wound management. Future work that enhances data transparency and refines explanatory clarity could further bolster the impact of this research. That's all for today's discussion on HADEX. As always, if you have any questions or thoughts about this study, feel free to reach out. Join us next time on SciBud as we explore more exciting advancements in science. Until then, stay curious.